Saturday, February 10th, Liturgy of the Hours Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate Saint Scholastica. Saint Scholastica is a sister of Saint Benedict. She was born in Nursia, Italy, about the year 480. She vowed herself to God and followed her brother to Monte Cassino. She died there around the year 547. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. The Holy Virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flocky shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Holy Virgins praise their Lord and King. Come, let us join in their worship. In the morning prayer hymn, praise my soul, the King of heaven, to his feet your tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise the everlasting King. Praise him for his grace and favor to his children in distress. Praise him still the same as ever, slow to chide and swift to bless. Alleluia, alleluia, glorious in his faithfulness. Father-like, he tends and spares us. Well, our feebled frame he knows. In his hand he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. Alleluia, alleluia. Widely, yet his mercy flows. Angels, help us to adore him. You behold him face to face. Sun and moon, bow down before him. Join the praises of our race. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise with us the God of grace. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. Psalm 119. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me, I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help, I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord, give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins, and his brightness illumine our hearts. Being the antiphon, dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. And the second antiphon, the Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. Exodus chapter 15. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him. The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like a lead, they sank in the mighty waters. Who is like to you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like to you magnificent in holiness? O terrible and renowned worker of wonders, when you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your mercy, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling. And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. And the third antiphon, O praise the Lord, all you nations. Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us, he is faithful forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever. Repeating the antiphon, O praise the Lord, all you nations. And our reading is from Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 7. Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away. Were one to offer all he owns to purchase love, he would be roundly mocked. And the responsory, my heart is ever pleading, show me your face. My heart is ever pleading, show me your face. I long to gaze upon you, Lord, show me your face. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. My heart is ever pleading, show me your face. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Now this wise virgin has gone to Christ. Among the choirs of virgins, she is radiant as the sun in the heavens. Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon, now this wise virgin has gone to Christ. Among the choirs of virgins, she is radiant as the sun in the heavens. And our intercessions, Christ is the spouse of and crowning glory of virgins. Let us praise him with joy in our voices and pray to him with sincerity in our hearts as we say, Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. Christ, the holy virgins loved you as their one true spouse. Grant that nothing may separate us from your love. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. You crowned Mary, your mother, queen of virgins. Through her intercession, let us continually serve you with pure hearts. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. Your handmaids were always careful to love you with whole and undivided attention, that they might be holy in body and spirit. Through their intercession, grant that the lure of this passing world may not distract our attention from you. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. Lord Jesus, you are the spouse whose coming was anticipated by the wise virgins. Grant that we may wait for you in hope and expectation. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. Through the intercession of Saint Scholastica, who was one of the wise and prudent virgins, grant us wisdom and innocence of life. Jesus, crown of virgins, hear us. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord, as we recall the memory of Saint Scholastica, we ask that by her example, we may serve you with love and obtain perfect joy. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.